It seems like every few weeks there's another story of a few thousand Social Security numbers compromised here or a few thousand credit reports stolen there. For example, there's the incident last month when Citigroup lost computer tapes with account information for 3.9 million customers. And the Federal Trade Commission says that identity theft costs businesses and individuals $53 billion a year. Several states are in the process of enacting new laws to protect consumers who might have had their personal information compromised. Commentator Paul Ford knows that there are plenty of people out there who might not want to buy or sell his credit card number.
As far as the IRS or the Social Security Administration goes, I'm just a number. I'm also a number to my bank, my video rental store, health insurance company, library, and on and on. As a number, my every transaction is recorded, marked down in a database somewhere. A record of bagels purchased or movie tickets bought. Now, there is supposedly a monster that wants to eat all those numbers. The wily genius hacker cracker, the pimply goblin who can steal your identity and launch nuclear missiles with a touch-tone phone. Over the last 5 years, we've turned our computers into fortresses, firewalls, and spyware catchers in order to keep him from penetrating our hard drives. And he's a wonderful phantom, that hacker, because he seems to be made of numbers himself. But lately, when there is news about some huge privacy violation, a lot of times the real culprit turns out not to be a hacker type, but some guy in khaki pants sitting in a cubicle somewhere in America who decides to make a little money by selling your private information on the side. Or else it's someone kind of incompetent, like the guy from MCI who left his laptop in his car with thousands of Social Security numbers in a spreadsheet. Or, whoops, says the Bank of America. We were shipping 1.2 million customer records to our backup center, and they went missing. Dang, says Wachovia. It turns out that our customer service representatives were not happy in their jobs after all, and they've robbed us blind. Of course, when we say us, we actually mean you. It's incompetence and petty thievery that pose the greatest risks to our privacy. It's someone leaving a backup tape on the airplane, or that guy in khaki pants sneaking out of the data center with a disk in his bag. Of course, this means we're in big trouble, because we can fill our computers with firewalls and antivirus software, but if the real problem is disgruntled customer service employees, then you better brace yourself for a lot more of these sorts of privacy violations, because America is the number one manufacturer of disgruntled customer service employees. So good luck closing Pandora's safety deposit box now that it's been opened. I'm a computer geek who was raised watching movies like War Games and reading about the exploits of hackers like Kevin Mitnick. So it's been pretty disappointing to find out that the worst enemy of privacy is neither the Orwellian Overwatch nor the wily genius, but rather the regular, greedy human being who thought they'd make an easy buck. Under all of those numbers and all of their magic, human behavior persists. You can't get away from it. The people handling your numbers are flesh and blood, and some of them, a few, sure, but enough, they're doing the same things humans have done for millennia. Thieving, lying, and deceiving. The Brave New World? It looks an awful lot like the old one.
Paul Ford is an editor at Harper's Magazine.